You were talking about the idea of combining anti-angiogenics, for example, Bev and TKIs with checkpoint inhibitors. Can you talk a little bit about where that is right now? And what you mentioned the accelerator or the FDA thing there with lenvatinib, pembrolizumab, but in generally where that strategy is in gynecologic oncology.
Yeah, so we have three active categories. You're talking about them: anti-angiogenics, PARP, and IO. And we have had an epiphany in the IO space that single agents such as KEYNOTE-100, which is pembrolizumab, wasn't very active. And you could get a little bit of enhancement through PD-L1 high expression, but it really wasn't very good. And then we said, well, that's okay. We'll add chemotherapy to it. And so the avelumab added to pegylated liposomal doxorubicin, just at the SGO we just went to, negative. And then we added it to frontline carboplatin paclitaxel, like you do in lung, stopped by the Data Safety Monitoring Committee. So the microenvironment in ovarian cancer is very immunosuppressive. So now we think, well, okay, IO chemo isn't that great. Let's do IO Bev. So atezolizumab, bevacizumab, that study is enrolled frontline. It's done. We'll have to wait. Or IO PARP, for example, with rucaparib and nivolumab. And certainly pembro and olaparib, durvalumab or olaparib. So now there's this great hope that IO alone isn't enough. And maybe we need to do, IO VEGF or IO PARP or even all three, because some of the studies just say, well, if you can get Bev paid for, we'll layer Bev over these IO PARP studies, which is really a triplet approach. And that would, for example, be the study called FIRST. So it's very complicated right now. I can tell you the thing I know for sure is that the microenvironment in ovarian cancer is very immunosuppressive, and it is not breast cancer. And certainly it's not lung cancer and all these other IO-approved tumor types. There's something about that microenvironment that is very different, and PD-L1 expression is a little bit of a signal, but probably is not enough to be a biomarker in developing IO alone.
So if I hear you, it sounds like what you're saying is you believe that even though it hasn't been that helpful yet, that theoretically immunotherapy could be very effective in ovarian
With
cancer.
PARP or angiogenic, yes.
That the biology, you think, we just haven't found the right, sort of
Right.
intervention yet.
But Neil, we do these large, expensive trials at a phase two risk. So what happens, we get some safety data, and it's such a competitive landscape that we launch into a very expensive 1,000-patient trial. The idea of doing a randomized phase two for biomarker discovery and signal finding, we don't do that anymore because there's six FDA-approved IO agents, six FDA-approved PD-1 or PD-L1, and they're all trying to compete.